Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. This article comes to us from Diginomica, and it talks about the carbon footprint left behind by Bitcoin. The author is Chris Middleton, and it begins by saying, Bitcoin's damage to the planet, the coal-powered Chinese phenomena that uses more electricity than the whole of Argentina. There's good reason for environmental campaigners and academics to worry about the effects of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain on the planet, not to mention on geopolitics and the distribution of wealth. Continues, the global electricity consumption of Bitcoin mining is now greater than the whole amount of electricity consumed in Argentina or the United Arab Emirates, and it is almost on par with Norway. Those startling figures come from the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance at the university's Judge Business School, which publishes a real-time updated index of Bitcoin electricity consumption worldwide. They mean that if Bitcoin miners were a nation, it would now be in the top 30 consumers of electricity worldwide, though the currency was only founded in 2009. The issue is important as it demonstrates that Bitcoin cryptocurrencies and distributed computing or ledger systems such as blockchain demand vast amounts of processing and energy, which has implications for the environment and for climate change. Now, if you're like a lot of us and you're suffering through sub-freezing temperatures right now, climate change is not a worry unless that change is going further colder. Secondly, I would point out that many Bitcoin experts and promoters like Max Kaiser would argue that the energy that it takes to operate the Bitcoin system and to mine those coins are one of the key things that gives it value. So this is a little different take on that. According to CBECI, the author states, Bitcoin mining alone consumes an estimated medium average of 121.36 terawatts per hour of electricity every year. By comparison, United Arab Emirates consumes 113.2 TWh across all uses of electricity, Argentina 121 terawatt hours, and Norway at 29th of the globe consumers is at 122.2 terawatt hours. However, it is possible that Bitcoin mining uses a lot more energy than that. CBECI cites an upper estimate of 289.5 terawatt hours, consumption that would be greater than Mexico's entire annual electricity usage and approaching that of the world's 12th largest consumer, the UK, at 300.5 terawatt hours. So this author is saying that if the estimates are not quite accurate, if Bitcoin is using even more, as some people suspect that it is, Bitcoin miners could actually be using as much electricity every year as the entire nation of the United Kingdom. CBECI's medium estimates of 121.36 terawatt hours already represents enough electricity to power all of the UK's kettles for 27 years, says the organization. If the highest estimate is correct, then it would be equivalent to roughly half of the electricity generated worldwide from biofuels and waste recycling. The statistics are based on a variety of data and energy calculations. The upper estimate represents a worst-case scenario, the use of the least efficient mining rigs currently available, and the lower rate, the best, most efficient case. The medium, therefore, represents what researchers believe is a reality, a mix of old and new hardware, but it stands to reason that many miners will be using old equipment to keep their hardware costs to a minimum. But the research is not just about power in the sense of energy usage, it's also about political and financial power. And then it says the map of Bitcoin. CBECI's in-depth data exposes the geographic breakdown of the network. An inexact science, as IP addresses can be faked or cloaked. This reveals some important insights about where alternative finance power actually resides in the world. It shows that Bitcoin mining is overwhelmingly based in Asia and Eastern Europe. Nearly two-thirds, or 65%, takes place in China as a percentage of the global hash rate mapped against IP location. Roughly 7% is in the U.S., just under 7% in Russia, 6% in Kazakhstan, 4% in Malaysia, and nearly 4% in Iran. The snapshot of Bitcoin's footprint in the physical world shows that there are 9 times more Bitcoin miners in China than in the U.S., and the vast majority of mining, at least 86% of it, takes place outside of Western economies. Overall, CBECI's data has other real-world implications. First, the notional value of any cryptocurrency is meaningless unless it includes the cost per watt of mining it via expensive, power-hungry GPU-based systems, FPPAs, and other rigs, such as the more energy-efficient ASICs. All of this hardware is costly to manufacture and ship across the world, rapidly becomes obsolete, and so eventually ends up in landfills, as do other types of ICT hardware. Of course, mining rigs also generate a lot of heat, which demands cooling, so the environmental impact is significant in every respect. Well, they've got a point. These rigs do consume a lot of electricity. They produce a lot of heat. That's why sometimes you see these things built in northern climates where the heat byproduct of the mining rigs actually used to heat the buildings that they're in. They also have a point when they said that it creates a lot of e-waste. A lot of electronic waste is created from this stuff. And of course, we know electronic waste is some of the most toxic stuff that there is. However, the critical difference is that if the normal value of Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency is low at a given time, then some miners will be spending more on rigs, electricity, operation, maintenance, and labor than they make from mining the cost in traditional money terms. In short, they will be losing dollars. This is why cryptojacking, the covert use of other people's processing power and therefore energy to crack the codes, is growing. Now, I think this is a little bit of a step beyond the pale here. If you take 5 minutes, say, and go on YouTube and just watch a couple documentaries about Bitcoin mining, you will see that these mining operations are very large and complex equipment involved. It has to be run in a very specific, efficient manner. And yes, I do understand that there is cryptojacking where people's home computers, even their phones maybe, or their servers at work or whatnot, can be hijacked to mine a specific cryptocurrency. From what I've seen, this is usually done when that particular cryptocurrency is at a very, very infant stage. Maybe that cryptocurrency is only worth a few pennies a crypto, or maybe a few tenths of a penny. To really get after the Bitcoin, you have to do this on a factory scale. China crisis. But what of the Chinese aspects of the coin? Why are they significant beyond the vast accumulation of virtual wealth in one nation? Two-thirds of all Bitcoin mining. This is where energy becomes a critical factor, and especially coal. China is already by far the world's largest user of electricity. The 2018 CIA World Factbook estimates of 7,225 terawatts a year is nearly twice that of the U.S., which was calculated at 3,989 terawatts in 2019. That said, China's population of 1.4 billion is over four times greater than that of the U.S., so Americans are using a lot more energy per capita. However, while China is the world's leading investor in clean energy, it remains highly reliant on fossil fuels. Indeed, between 1990 and 2019, China's coal consumption nearly quadrupled, according to U.S. think tank, the Center for Strategic and International Studies. So the environmental impact of electricity habit is massive. And of course, if you can, a brief study of China will show you that they're having quite a controversy over there right now, trying to eliminate some of the dirty coal that's being burnt for heating homes. Most of the coal in China that's used native is very low quality. So they have a point. If they're using coal-fired generators to produce electricity to mine these bitcoins in China, they are producing an awful lot of pollution. The data is 8 years old, of course, and so emits many more recent distributed mobile and cloud devices, platforms, and/or applications, but it will still give us an approximate estimate of the energy consumption of Bitcoin today relative to other ICT uses. It appears to be roughly 8% of total ICT electricity consumption. At least it was as it was calculated in 2013. Well, if it was 8% in 2013, I think it would have to be more than that now because Bitcoin has increased exponentially. Bear in mind, this is just for Bitcoin, just one of the numerous digital coins, tokens, crypto assets, and distributed computing applications that are now on the market, with others emerging all the time. And the total ICT energy consumption in 2013 included every phone, computer, and data center that was then on the planet. This is why distributed processing networks present a potentially environmental catastrophe. And at least in the short to medium term, the only term that counts when it comes to slowing global warming. The human population is increasing and energy consumption is rising anyway, though the increase typically shows during economic downturns and ironically in warmer weather. Either way, now is the time for the world to switch over to systems, currencies, and networks that use vastly more energy than existing alternatives. So the subtext ought to be clear. Despite its promise of digital newness and disruption, Bitcoin is largely a coal-fired technology whose energy usage is soaring and its carbon footprint growing. That should be something for megafan Elon Musk to ponder while the world's richest man develops his electric vehicles and plays billionaire bottle toss with space rockets. Well, there's a little bit of hyperbole there, but the author does make some good points. Elon Musk and others would like to take us out of our gas engine-driven cars and force us into electric cars. But the fact is, if you're promoting Bitcoin, and, you know, I love Bitcoin, but if you're promoting this, you have to be honest about the carbon footprint that Bitcoin leaves behind. Now, the author continues and says, the core message here is that all forms of distributed computing are far from virtual phenomena. They have a massive footprint in the physical world in terms of heat and carbon, in the same way that the cloud is based in physical data centers on land. Those facilities also consume colossal amounts of energy and throw off vast plumes of heat. Something to be thinking about, especially in our current administration, when we have a government that keeps track of so many things, seemingly every aspect of our life is recorded somewhere. Those records are kept in data centers all throughout the Midwest and South in the United States, anywhere where they can purchase electricity at a bargain. But the fact is that electricity oftentimes is driven by coal-fired plants, gas plants, or even nuclear energy. But the point is, it produces a lot of heat, and it does produce pollution. He continues, it says, all power, this needs to be addressed both strategically and operationally as more and more organizations turn to cryptocurrencies, digital tokens, and blockchain-powered initiatives, many of which also offload their energy cost onto consumers, all powered to a large degree by fossil fuels in the physical world, including, ironically, the handful of blockchain and digital tokens initiatives that are designed to help people offset their carbon footprints. I have to admit, he has a point. Just as the United States has offshored so much of their manufacturing to China, where the manufacturers don't have to conform to the environmental protection rules that we have in this country, where chemicals are simply spilled into the landscape, the water's polluted, the air's polluted, but hey, they can make it cheaper than us. Meanwhile, the people back home in the States or in Europe can feel good about recycling. When what they've really done is they've offshored their pollution. And this author makes a good point. If all we're doing with Bitcoin is shipping the mining function to China, where dirty coal is used to power those Bitcoin miners, then what have we done besides offset all the good intentions of Bitcoin? It's something that needs to be talked about, and I think that it deserves a look. That's your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.